Myth 1. Shakespeare was the most popular writer of his time. One popular website in which users ask and answer each other's questions poses this question. Was Shakespeare popular in his day? The entire answer posted by a reader states, yes, he was Shakespeare. It's a fair summary of general assumptions. How could Shakespeare be Shakespeare, read and performed 400 years after his death, and translated across languages, media, and hemispheres, had he not been popular in his own time? But the question of how we define popularity and whether the evidence about Shakespeare confirms this myth need a little more probing. And we need also to separate popularity in the theatre from popularity in print. First, to the theatre. From 1594 onwards, when he joined the Lord Chamberlain's men as both sharer, part owner, and resident playwright, Shakespeare's own popularity is intrinsically related to that of the company. Thus, while the development of the Chamberlain's men and the company's increasing dominance in the London theatre economy cannot be solely attributed to Shakespeare's plays, nor can it be separated from them. The Globe Theatre on Bankside, built by the Chamberlain's men in 1599, could take over 3,000 spectators. In 1608, the company opened an additional indoor theatre, Blackfriars, for winter performances. In 1603, it received the patronage of the new king, James, becoming the king's men and performing regularly at court. Shakespeare's own wealth also grew over this period. In 1596, his family acquired a coat of arms and with it, the right to be styled gentleman. A year later, he bought a large five-gabled house in Stratford-upon-Avon, New Place, reputedly the town's second largest.